Well, it's a pleasure to have our Youth Expression Showcase today feature violinists from the Center for Young Musicians. And these kids, for the most part, are from North Allegheny Schools, although I think we have somebody from the Falk School here as well. And you'll get a chance to meet each of them throughout this half hour. But first, let's begin by listening to the first song from our violinists from the Center for Young Musicians. That was a song I'm sure you recognized, although maybe not. That could either be the ABC song or Twinkle Twinkle, depending on which you choose it to be. And, you know, I can tell you're ready to play the next song. So why don't we listen to that first? And then after the second song, I'd like to meet a couple of you. But let's take a listen to the second song. You have the Center for Young Musicians here. And I'm eager to hear. I think that in ready position already are Ava and Josephine, right? So we're about to hear them along with Bernardo and Nicholas, the Center for Young Musicians. That sounded just beautiful. And who would like to come up first to say hello? Come on up. And let me say hello to you. This is Josephine, right? And is it Josephine? Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Great. And you can, that's perfect the way the microphone there is. And how old are you?
7.
And where do you go to school?
Falk.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who is here or who might be listening at home?
Grandma and grandpa. And that's about it.
Tell me, when you started to play the violin, Josephine, how old were you?
4.
Wow, that's been a long time for you. What made you interested in playing it?
Well, my mom was like playing the violin, and I got really like interested. So I like just decided, well, why don't I start sticking the violin?
That's a good idea. Did the two of you play together sometime?
Yeah, sometimes. Though it's mostly my dad who practices with me.
And what does he play?
He plays the violin too.
So you're a family of violin players. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
So the three of you all play violin. That's pretty cool. What else do you like to do?
I like to play with my Lego plane that I made.
Uh-huh.
And make Lego sculptures. And I also like to make outfits for my paper doll.
How do you do that?
Well, I have two paper dolls, one I made at school and one I made at home. Mm-hmm. So the first one is Chocolate Chip and the second one is Lammy. So what you do is you trace their body and then you make flaps and then you decorate it, color it in, and cut it out.
Cool. Well, that sounds great. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really.
Okay, just checking. If you think of something else, we can cover that in a little bit. Thank you for talking. And why don't we meet Ava next, since Ava was here early this morning, and I said hello to her, and I think this is your sister here too, right? Is that your sister? What's her name?
Kate.
Hi, Kate. We met Kate a little earlier today. Now, Ava, you're six, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when did you start playing violin?
I think when I was five.
So it's been a year or so. What do you like about playing it?
I like that when I'll get a violin, I'll get a bigger violin, that it'll make beautiful big sounds.
Oh, yeah, it does. It gets a little deeper, doesn't it, when you have a bigger one? And your violin looks to be about half the size, maybe even less, maybe a quarter size of a full violin. Do you know when you'll be getting a big one?
Mm-mm.
But probably not too long from now. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My uncle and my cousin.
Very good. What's your cousin's name?
Ben.
And what do you call your uncle?
Uncle Kevin.
Very good. And what else do you like to do when you're not playing the violin?
I like to color, swim, do art, read.
What have you been reading lately?
Well, I don't really like to read. I like to look at the pictures in books.
Well, a lot of people share that with you. Do you have a picture book that you like?
I don't know.
Well, that's okay. I was just curious. And that doesn't surprise me because you mentioned that you like to color and you also like art. So you're probably somebody who really likes pictures a lot. When you color or draw, what do you like to make pictures of?
I like to make designs.
Okay, so just things that aren't necessarily pictures of anything, but just pretty designs. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really nice. Thank you. Anything else you want to say? Okay, and we'll talk with our boys, Bernardo and Nicholas, after the next song, I think. And let me turn myself over to one of our leaders today. Who's our official spokesperson today? Hello. You can use that mic. That's fine.
Hi.
Could you introduce yourself and explain a little bit about these kids?
Absolutely. I'm Tanya Sadison. I'm a violin faculty member at the Center for Young Musicians. These kids actually have not really worked together much. They're still in the early steps of our program, so they're actually mainly doing private lessons and learning group skills, but not actually all playing together. So the reason they're able to play together today is because they share a common repertoire, which is because they're Suzuki students. So anywhere in the world, they could go and play with another Book One child and be able to play together. So it's one of the exciting things about the program.
Now, that's interesting because I'm not much of a musician, but my friends that are musicians, I really, I don't know if envy is quite the right word, but I think it's really neat that they can pretty much visit with any other musician anywhere in the world and have a common language that they have between them. And to have that ability at such a young age is really nice. And that's something Suzuki provides, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of the best parts, I think, of being a musician is being able to play with others and communicate with others. So.
Now, the song you just played before we began speaking was what?
Lightly Row.
And what's next?
Next will be Song of the Wind. It's another folk song.
And what comes after that?
Oh, Come Little Children.
So, very good. So why don't we listen to those two songs, and then we'll talk to our two boys, and then I think we have a few more after that. But once again, from the Center for Young Musicians live during our Youth Expression Showcase on the Saturday Light Brigade, we have four violinists today, and here's their next selection.
Thank you.
the Center for Young Musicians. And it just so happened that I started with the girls because we're going from left to right, and that's the way that they are situated today. But why don't we meet, let's see, who's next? Is it Nicholas? We've met before, I think. Come on forward. You've been here before. Yeah, I remember you. How are you?
Good.
And how old are you now?
7.
And I didn't mention before that Ava is at Bradford Woods Elementary School in North Allegheny. That's right, isn't it? Bradford Woods. And you're at Marshall Elementary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
No.
No? Who's here with you today? Nobody's here? Who brought you here today?
My mom and my dad.
I thought so. I hope so. I didn't think you took a cab or anything. What do you like about playing violin, Nicholas?
I like that you can learn new notes.
And are there new songs you've been learning, too?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about writing your own song?
No.
No? It's going to be fun to do that sometimes. What do you like to do when you're not playing music?
Play electronics.
And what do you do? Tell me about that.
Well, sometimes I play Halo with my brother. Sometimes I play on the computer.
And when you play on the computer, what do you like to do? Do you have a favorite website or game?
Yeah, I go to Marshall Elementary website.
And what's there?
There's a lot of stuff there, President's Day, Thanksgiving, but pretty much all I ever do is go on Lego.
Cool. Well, it's nice to talk to you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes. Bernardo is my brother.
Ah. Well, let's bring him aboard here. And Bernardo, hello. And you know what? You can take a minute and bring that up a little higher if you would like. Bernardo's also the tallest person here, possibly even including me. I think I've met Bernardo too. Thank you for doing that, Tanya. And Bernardo, how old are you?
I'm 11 right now.
And how long have you been playing?
About a year and a half.
Now, I'm looking at your shirt here, SBCPRJ. Do you know what that stands for?
No.
Maybe one of your parents does. I can't figure that out. We'll assume it's something good. Do you want to say hi to anybody that your brother Nicholas didn't say hello to?
My parents.
Yeah, that's good. So you got them right off the bat. Now, you've been playing since you were also 4 or 5 years old. Has it been that long?
No, I actually started when I was about 9.
And what do you like about playing?
I like that you can always do different things on the violin, learn different things about it, things that you've never done before, never heard of before.
Have you helped your brother learn things?
Sort of.
Yeah, I get. Did you two start at the same time?
No, I started about a year before him.
Okay, so you're a little bit ahead.
I started at 6.
You were 6, and you started at 10. So you started earlier in your lifetime. You started earlier in chronological earth time,
yeah.
I guess. What do you like to do when you're not playing violin?
Well, I like playing sports.
And what sports?
Hockey and basketball, mostly.
Well, excellent. Anything else you'd like to say?
I'd like to say... not really anything.
No? Are you sure?
Yeah.
You had a big build up there. And well, if anything comes to mind for anybody, in fact, has anybody remembered anything they wanted to say that they didn't say, that they wish they had said?
Oh.
Yes, Nicholas.
Sometimes
you would have to get close to a microphone.
My mom's not here and she's like on at like taking a business trip, my brother usually helps me.
That's very nice of him to do that.
We fight a lot.
Well, brothers do that. I have 2 of them. I can tell that. You made the girls giggle over there. Did anybody else want to say anything? Do you girls have brothers? No? Do you have sisters? Do sisters fight a lot sometimes, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens, I think.
Not as much.
Well, Tanya, who else? You have somebody else playing another adult here.
Yes, this is our president and violin faculty member as well, Leah Gebelber.
Yes, and Leah's been here before, and I'm happy that you're both here. Now, you have three more songs, I think.
That's right.
And why don't we listen to the next two? What are they?
Allegro and Allegretto.
Once again, the Center for Young Musicians, and today we're listening to some of their violinists. Very nice, and I've had a few comments that have been emailed in from people saying how good you sound today, and hello to Darren, who's listening in Grove City. Now, if there are parents or other kids listening who might be interested, youthmusicians.org is the website for the Center for Young Musicians.
Young Musicians, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Young.org.
It's here correctly, and I somehow made that substitution. Youngmusicians.org or 724-935-0505. Is there anything else you would like to say about the kids or about the organization?
We're just committed to lifelong learning. We believe in teaching kids literacy and giving them a joy of music. There are different programs you can be in at our school. So whether you're more interested in kind of learning just an appreciation of music and how to play in a band or play chords, we have a program for that. And if you're interested in classical Suzuki study, we offer that as well. So lots of options for you.
Great. And you're certainly all welcome to stay to hear Cello Fiori, who performs just after 11. Or I hope you'll be listening on the radio because you'll get a chance to hear some older people playing stringed instruments and doing it in a very unusual way. Some classical infusion, but also some very vibrant and driving sounds. What is your last song for today?
Twinkle Theme.
Ah, well, so once again, the Center for Young Musicians, I want to thank you all for being here today, Bernardo and Nicholas, Ava and Josephine. I hope we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Let's welcome Bob Uro and Dave Frisberg.
Thank you once again to the Center for Young Musicians. 27 after 10 at the Saturday Light Brigade.